This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 11th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. President Obama talked a good game on transparency during the campaign, but he's now demanding a massive spending bill be approved long before its contents can be fairly considered. There's no indication he'll give the public time to digest the legislation before he signs it, as he promised he would during the campaign. Jim Harper, the director of the Cato Institute's Information Policy Studies, evaluates the short Obama record on transparency.
President Obama promised to have the most transparent administration in history, and that was exciting because he actually knows what that means. He was the sponsor of a major piece of legislation in terms of transparency while he was in the Senate. And among other things, he promised that bills coming to his desk from Congress would get 5 days waiting time. That is, they'd be posted online by the White House. He would take comments, and then after 5 days had transpired, he would sign or not sign bills from Congress. We can come back to that, but those are among the things that he promised on the transparency front.
There were many indications that he was going to follow through a lot of that based upon how he handled his transition to the White House.
That's correct. The transition was impressive, frankly, in the way they did transparency. They instituted a program called Your Seat at the Table. And what they did there was they published online all the documents that were submitted, subject to certain parameters, but mostly all the documents that were submitted to the transition for the public to look at and to comment on. And that was fascinating, just a window into how the transition was going for the average American to see.
What has been the short Obama record thus far on transparency?
I'd say it's been mixed. Now, on his first full day in office, he came out with a pair of important directives. That is, he asked the Attorney General to issue new interpretations of FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, that will be very good. The Bush administration treatment of FOIA was not good, leaning toward open government. New interpretations under the Obama administration will be good. A second directive instructed the new chief technology officer to issue an open government directive. Now, we don't know who the chief technology officer is yet, but an open government directive will undoubtedly be an improvement over past non-directed government operations. Those are the good things. But the administration did not start out, the White House did not start out by porting over the seat at the table program. Having done it in the transition, it easily could have established a rule that all documents submitted to the White House would be put online and available for comment. That would have been revolutionary. It wouldn't have been easy, but it's a way that the White House stepped back from what the trend that the transition had set.
How has he performed on this 5 days issue of having these bills posted for 5 days?
Well, on the 5-day promise, not well at all. And in fact, PolitiFact, which is a tracking site put together by the St. Petersburg Times, scored that as his first broken campaign promise. Bills that came to him from Congress, he signed immediately without posting them online. And that clearly violates the 5-day promise. For a period, with the SCHIP legislation, the Children's Health Insurance Program legislation, the White House posted it online while it was in Congress, as if that might try to satisfy the 5-day waiting period that Obama had promised. And it was pretty clear that that wouldn't. Spokespeople from the transparency movement across the ideologies said, no, that's not 5 days. If when it's being debated in the Senate, you post a version online. It has to be posted after Congress passes it. Let it sit for 5 days. Let the public look at it. And then Obama can decide whether he signs or not.
What is the value for libertarians specifically of having a piece of legislation sit unchanged for 5 days?
Well, it's a good question, and a lot of people ask about that. What difference does it make? A bill that's come out of Congress is pretty much a done deal when it gets to the White House. It's not necessarily so. A bill isn't a done deal until it's actually signed. And that waiting period gives all of the public an opportunity to look through a bill and see what's actually in there. The current state of practice is for bills to be passed in Congress and signed long before the public has a realistic opportunity to look through it. As we've seen quite recently with the economic stimulus legislation, when the public gets to look at it, the parochial amendments, they get called out. The excessive amendments, the things that look dumb to the public, get called out. So posting a bill online after it's passed the Congress will expose those things, will expose those amendments. And so the practice, assuming the administration does implement it, will husband the behavior of Congress. You'll see fewer earmarks. You'll see fewer of those parochial amendments because they will be called out and they'll threaten to take down a bill that Congress would otherwise like to have passed.
President Obama has been very clear to suggest that if the stimulus bill that is currently being bounced around between the House and Senate isn't passed very soon, what is a very bad situation will become catastrophe. So it seems that he is trying to treat this stimulus bill as if it is a piece of emergency legislation. He's promised that he will not sign any non-emergency legislation without letting it sit online for 5 days. How will the White House handle the issue of emergency versus non-emergency legislation?
That's right. The promise excluded emergency legislation because obviously if life or safety are at risk, you want to be able to pass legislation right away. The administration may claim that exception for the economic stimulus legislation, but I don't think it'll pass muster. Emergency really does have to do with immediate threats to life, health, and safety. And although the economic situation is dire, it's not necessarily so that the bill would help. And a five-day difference in the time that it goes into effect is very small, especially in regard to the fact that most of the people who are expecting to change their behavior in light of the passage of the bill will be able to do that during the five-day pendency of it, assuming he's going to sign it. So there's no argument that that legislation needs to be signed right away. It should sit for 5 days before it gets signed, according to the promise that President Obama made during his campaign. It's also a promise that appears on his website. And the first day, the White House blog said, we're going to post things for 5 days. And it's not just an ideology, libertarianism, that says this thing should wait and sit. The Sunlight Foundation, which is not a libertarian organization, has called for a 72-hour waiting period before the economic stimulus legislation is signed. So pan-ideologically, people believe that there should be some circumspection in the legislative process. They'd like President Obama to fulfill that promise, and he probably should.
Jim Harper is Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute and author of the book Identity Crisis. You can order your copy at cato.org.